I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1283, American Virtues Not in the Bible. We can't help but see the world through the lens of our country, our generation, our language, our culture, our experience and background, and so on. But the Lord calls us to live in and for a different kingdom. We are baptized into a different reality in Christ. But often we do it backwards. We read our culture into the Bible. Today, some American virtues not in the Bible. As you know, this podcast is about the two greatest commandments, to love God and to love others. The idea for this episode comes from the excellent book, Misreading Scripture with Western Eyes, Removing Cultural Barriers to Better Understand the Bible. The authors list five American, and by that you can read Western, virtues that are either non-biblical, that is, they don't have the support of Scripture, or they're flat-out anti-biblical. They're directly contradicting the teaching of Scripture. For the sake of time, I'll just mention four. Here are they summarized by me. Self-sufficiency. North Americans have much less respect for someone born with a silver spoon in his mouth than for one who pulls himself up by his bootstraps. We value someone who has the ability to make a way for himself or herself without the help of handouts and others. Self-sufficiency has a ring of wisdom, but the Bible doesn't support it. James reminds us that putting too much faith in our own plans dishonors God. Rather, you ought to say, if it's the Lord's will, we'll live or do this or that. And Paul suggests that we can't truly be Christian if the goal is self-sufficiency. He says, carry each other's burdens, and in this way you'll fulfill the law of Christ. The second virtue that's American that's not in the Bible is fighting for freedom. It is readily accepted in American public discourse and among American Christians that freedom is worth fighting for. But Jesus didn't think so. Jesus could have joined the Jewish resistance that was fighting for liberty against the Roman rule, but he didn't. Worse than that, he told his disciples not to. Instead of resisting the Romans, he taught radical obedience. When a Roman soldier strikes, you turn the other cheek. If he forces you to carry his gear 1 mile, carry it too. Worst of all, he told them that when the fighting starts, flee to the mountains, Matthew 24:16. John Wayne wouldn't have fled to the mountains. In this case, we prefer the Duke's example. Paul urged Christians to lead quiet lives and care for their families. A third American virtue that's not in the Bible is leadership. How would you rather be recognized, as a leader or a follower? For many Westerners, the term follower connotes a weakness of character, as a person who can't resist peer pressure or goes along with the crowd. Follower connotes a lack of creativity and ambition, portraying the average office worker as a drone, dutifully churning out unimportant work under the direction of a sometimes talented and successful manager. By contrast, the term leader connotes a constellation of virtues. It implies a person is efficient and creative and productive and charismatic and encourages others to be the same. Businesses want to hire leaders, not followers. And perhaps, ironically, so do churches. The importance of leadership among Christians is illustrated by the fact that one of the most influential magazines for church leaders in the United States has been called Leadership Journal. And as much as our culture pushes us to be leaders, the Bible urges us to be followers. At a certain level, we know that's true, and that's why we talk about servant leadership. Leadership is a Western virtue. Submission is a biblical one. One more, tolerance. Tolerance is not a biblical virtue. God declared to his people, because of their tolerance, I'm determined to bring disaster on you and to destroy all Judah. Western Christians feel the tension of wanting to affirm the uniqueness of Christ and the truth of the gospel, while at the same time perceiving themselves as being tolerant of the beliefs of others. And that's not easy to do. Because Jesus said, enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate and narrow is the road that leads to life, and only a few find it. Here's the great question. What is one American virtue that we hold on to that's not the way of Jesus? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you with a heavy heart, seeking your forgiveness and guidance. We acknowledge that at times we've embraced certain American virtues that may not align with the virtues of Jesus. In pursuit of worldly success, we've placed materialism, individualism, self-interest above love and compassion and the selflessness Jesus exemplified. May we always strive to follow your steps, Jesus, and show love and compassion to all. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1284, and in the meantime, may today be a day to wrestle with the be in the world but not of the world idea. We're all influenced by the country and culture around us, but it's not country first, it's Christ. May we not get sucked into American virtues that are not in the Bible.